Excerpts from the Diary of Juliet Thompson, April 19, 1912, New York, New York. That night the master had a supper for all who had been with him at the mission. It was held in his suite at the Ansonia, and he took me and two of the Persians, Valiullah Khan and Ahmad, in his own taxi to the hotel. As we drove up Broadway, glittering with its electric signs, he spoke of them smiling, apparently much amused. Then he told us that Baha'u'llah had loved light. He could never get enough light, he taught us, the master said, to economize in everything else, but to use light freely. It is marvelous, I said, to be driving through all this light by the side of the light of lights. This is nothing, the master answered. This is only the beginning. We will be together in all the worlds of God. You cannot realize here what that means. You cannot imagine it. You can form no conception here in this elemental world of what is to be with me in the eternal worlds. Oh, I cried, with such a future before me, how could my heart cling to any earthly object? The master turned suddenly to me. Will you do this thing? He asked. Will you take your heart from this other and give it wholly to God? Oh, I will try. He laughed heartily at this. First you say you will, and then you say you'll try. This is because I have learned my own weakness. What can I do with my heart? And now the master spoke gravely. I am very much pleased with that answer, Juliet.